And you want to make sure that the product that you're looking for is standardized to about 30% cavalactone content. So you'll see that somewhere on the label.
Now, Dr. K, you mentioned that you took it, for studying. Would you take it during exams or just when you were studying? Like, what did you specifically notice that was really beneficial for you?
I took it in both, but particularly when I was going to write exams, actually, this is when I would take it, because it would take the edge off those pre-exam nerves, and once you can calm yourself down, then you can think, right? It helps for the ideas to flow, and so that was the main thing, although I did take it while I was studying occasionally, if I was feeling, anxious about an upcoming exam, but I would typically take it before writing an exam.
Can you take too much GABA?
Well, like anything, yes, you could overdo it, not in a toxic sense, but then you might feel too relaxed to really want to do anything. It's difficult to overdose on GABA. The typical recommended dose ranges between 250 milligrams to 400 milligrams once per day. Most of the clinical trials on GABA have used a dose between 250 to 400, one or the other, typically. And most people experience relaxation and beneficial effects with just 250 milligrams once per day. Other people benefit or feel better on a higher dose, the 400 milligrams, but that's typically all you need.
So if somebody is really feeling anxious, let's just say they're listening to the show and, they're really feeling anxious, their mind's going everywhere, they're sweating or, they're just feeling jittery, they just can't focus. If they were to take a GABA capsule from Natural Factors, what would they notice? How quickly would that have a calming effect on them?
Usually people notice the calming effect within the hour of taking it. It tends to kick in pretty quickly. It's not something that you need to take for, weeks at a time before you notice something. And so, there's one recent study called the GABA Anxiety Depression Spectrum Study showing that for most people, a 250 milligram dose of the GABA had significantly decreased anxiety and depression scales, and that people would notice the effect quite quickly.
Okay. Now, when do you recommend that people take GABA?
As needed for anxiety. So for an individual who maybe tend to suffer with generalized anxiety on a daily basis, they could take this on a daily basis. Other individuals may take it as needed as they feel worried or excessively restless. And some people will take it on a daily basis because it seems to be helping with insomnia and improving sleep quality. Mm-hmm. So you can take it throughout the day. It does not cause drowsiness. Or you can take it in the evening for improved sleep quality.
Now, Dr. Kate, in terms of GABA, can people take it with other supplements or with other drugs, that they might be taking? Or is there times when people should be avoiding taking this?
Mm-hmm. It is safe to take with all other supplements and most drugs, but there are a couple of exceptions. For people who are taking other types of sedative drugs, for example, benzodiazepines, things like lorazepam, diazepam, Valium, for example, then this shouldn't be combined with GABA because they both have a calming sedative type effect. High amounts of alcohol as well. It's not recommended to, for example, take GABA and alcohol and then drive. You can drive after taking GABA, but not if it's been combined with alcohol. And the last one is for people taking levodopa for Parkinson's, they may find less consistent effects of their medication if they combine it with GABA.
Now, can everybody take GABA? Like, is there certain situations, like I'm just thinking about pregnancy. Should people be taking that during pregnancy or can kids take this?
Good question. It hasn't been studied in pregnancy or children, so I can't speak to that. For people who suffer with anxiety in pregnancy, although most things aren't examined in pregnancy, there are other options that we have more, information about, but it's not one that I would necessarily choose during pregnancy. But other than that, and the medications that I already mentioned, it is a very safe herb.
Are people going to notice, first of all, is it addicting? Secondly, are people going to notice if they're taking GABA, because this is coming back on the market, and I guess people you know, might start taking this herb, are they going to notice, you know, sometimes when you take a drug, for example, or you take alcohol, you know, you feel good for a while and then you really drop. Does it have that same similar effect?
Oh, good question. No, it doesn't. It's not habit forming, first of all, and it doesn't drop off. I mean, when the effect wears off, which, you know, varies per person, then you will typically go back to whatever is normal for you. However, because kava does help with improved sleep quality, some people find that over time that has a cumulative effect. Of course, if you're sleeping better, you tend to feel better.
Mm. Now, what can people take this with B vitamins? You talked about B vitamins before and the need for people that perhaps are anxious as a result of a deficiency in their food. Can people combine this with other supplements for a better effect?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I would say a good B complex, a good multivitamin or a good B complex that provides the adrenal glands with all those important B vitamins, especially B5, can make a world of difference for people who are, you know, stressed out, burnt out, have been under a lot of stress. And so that is kind of like basic nutrition for your stress response. And if you find you need more support, as, you know, sometimes we do, then you can absolutely combine that with kava.
Mm. What are some of the, you talked about L-theanine, but what are some of the other herbs that people might take if they have more than just anxiety?
Well, a good one that's sort of a biochemical cousin to the L-theanine amino acid we were talking about is GABA, G-A-B-A. That stands for gamma-aminobutyric acid. It's another amino acid that also happens to be the brain's primary calming neurotransmitter. And so GABA is available in small amounts in some types of foods, but it's also available in a supplement. And that's one that people will typically report that they feel calmer after taking it. So for people with moderate, even to severe anxiety, then I've seen that actually quite well controlled with GABA.
And how long does it take before somebody takes it and, you know, notices a difference with that? Is it going to take a week or so to, you know, for them to load up?
GABA's another one that usually depending on how long it takes for the capsule to open. I mean, the chewable tablets, often people feel calmer within 15 minutes, okay. And the capsule sometimes 30 minutes.
And you mentioned St. John's wort. There used to be some, you know, quite a bit of recommendation about using that for depression, for mild to moderate depression.
Mm-hmm.
Is that still the case with your practice? Are you noticing people getting results?
Yes, you know what? As long as it is, again, a good quality standardized St. John's wort product, then it is one that has been shown to affect serotonin levels, raise serotonin levels, and that has a beneficial effect. It's sort of an oldie but a goodie, but you're right. We don't hear about it as much lately, and yet it is one that does have the research behind it that people respond to.
Mm. What do people notice with it?
Typically with St. John's wort, after people have been taking it usually it takes about a minimum of 2 weeks for it to kick in, and then that is when people's sort of mood becomes improved. It is considered to be an antidepressant, and so helps elevate mood, relieve feelings of depression.
Hmm. Now, Dr. Kate, sometimes before or after pregnancy, you know, or specifically after pregnancy, you get women that are postpartum.
Mm-hmm.
What are there herbs or vitamins that they should be taking that will make a big difference for them?
Well, it depends. It's common for women to have the baby blues that can be brief in the postpartum period after giving birth. And then there is true postpartum depression, which may end up being extensive and complicated, by the way, by lack of sleep due to, you know, interfering with sleep with the baby and getting up to feed and that kind of thing. So omega-3 essential fatty acids, as well as, you know, good nutrition and a good multivitamin are a foundation for good health here. And some people have pointed their fingers at a deficit of omega-3s with postpartum depression. And beyond that, it's worthwhile for a woman who thinks she may be suffering to work with her naturopathic doctor or other healthcare provider to identify what may be underlying and what are the best treatments for her.
Dr. Kate, we're almost out of time. I'm wondering if you can just sum up in a minute or so what we've been talking about, and then maybe direct people, if they have more information, to your website.
Sure. There are lots of great natural solutions and support for anxiety. And one that has just come back onto the market, an old friend of mine, I feel like, is Kava Kava. And so people who are looking for natural support for anxiety can get more information about this and what we've been talking about at www.naturalfactors.com.
Dr. King, thanks for coming on the show. It's been great having you again.
You're welcome, Dave. Thanks.